Most people would be happy to just establish a successful career as an actress, but not Rosie Perez. She has been an activist for Puerto Rican rights, starred in and directed the Spanish AIDS PSA campaign, and she's the artistic board chair for the Urban Arts Partnership, an organization dedicated to advancing the intellectual, social, and artistic development of underserved public school students through arts-integrated education programs. At 1 p.m. this coming Sunday on NBC4 New York, Ms. Perez and the Urban Arts Partnership will be featured on a show called Cause Celeb about the philanthropic work of celebrities, and I'm very pleased it has brought Rosie Perez back to our show. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Leonard. How are you?
I'm okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the Urban Arts Partnership?
Sure. We're an arts and education curriculum for inner-city public schools. We are in approximately 64 public schools right now. We work closely with the principals and the academic curriculum of the schools, so we are not just art for art's sake. The arts are integrated into the teaching lessons. Specifically for English and history, social studies, current events, also science and math.
So these are in all classes? These are not classes that kids choose to be in?
It is in classes that kids choose to be in. It's a voluntary course, but they can get some type of school credit for taking our classes. But it's very, very, very important for me to stress the importance of changing the way teaching is handed to children. We are in the 21st century, and you have to see we have way over 12,000 kids flocking to our organization because they are desperate. They are thirsty for a new way of learning, and we provide that with the arts, through the arts.
Well, what can the arts do to help kids learn?
Well, for instance, we have our Story Studio program that is now going to be cut under the recent proposed budget cuts. And what Story Studio does is it takes English learning students, mostly immigrant students here to the United States, and we ask them to draw out their personal story, basically their story of how they immigrated here to the United States. And they draw it out through storyboards, and then after we ask them to articulate each of the storyboards in English, so they have to write that out in English. And then after that, we ask them to present it in front of a class. And it sounds, I'm saying it like it's a quick process, but it's not. It's a lengthy process. And what it does is it helps them really comprehend the English language in a different way, and just having them say, okay, this word means the, this word means dog. It says, well, what is a dog? What does the mean? And it helps them comprehend it, and also helps them become integrated in the school in a social way, because they have to stand up in front of a class, they have to present their work, and by the time they get to that point, they are so proud of their efforts, and they are using both sides of their brain, not just the left side, but also the right side. They are alive, they are active, they are engaged, and that's what teaching needs to be in the 21st century, and that's how we use the arts to help these students. And you have to think about it. In 10, 20 years from now, these are the people that are going to be the working force of America. And if we want to stay competitive, we have to be competitive in our teaching methods. And that's what Urban Arts Partnership does. That's what arts education does.
But you said that you can expect cuts. This is a particularly tough time for arts education in schools all over the country. They're usually the first to be cut when money gets tight. If you have success here, why isn't that enough to convince people to maybe make cuts somewhere else?
Unfortunately, no, but we are hoping so. It hasn't been finalized, but it looks like our program that we have already been awarded is going to be cut. So we are not going to get the full funding that we are counting on, quite frankly. And it's very tricky because, you know, the teachers are wonderful. We do have to work with the Board of Education, but there are antiquated methods, and I don't understand why they are not as open as they should be. I don't know if it's ego. I don't know if it's just bureaucracy. I don't know if it's, you know, just habit that they are stuck in these old methods. The chalkboard has to be done away with. It does not work anymore. It does not work. We have a new type of kid here in America, and we really have to stay competitive. And we were For instance, we were picked amongst 200 applicants for this grant. 200 applicants in our program got it. We won. And because we deliver results. Our Fresh Prep program, for instance, for the New York State Regents exam, you cannot graduate high school unless you graduate your Regents exam. In New York City public high schools, there are kids who are 20 years old who are still in high school because they have failed their Regents exam time and time again. Is anything done to help them? Very little. So they'll fail the math and science Regents 3 to 5 times. They come and take our Fresh Prep course over 3 weeks over the summer, which basically we take the core curriculum of the Regents and we transfer them into music and song and into games, and they pass. We have an 80% rate of kids passing who have failed previously. And you're right. Why wouldn't they take notice? Why wouldn't this be spread around nationally? We don't have an ego. You want to use our program in your schools to make kids achieve and to graduate and have a better life and become more productive Americans? Go ahead.
The segment on Cause Celeb is about your work with the and your work with the Urban Arts Partnership focuses on two students who are preparing for the state Regents exams. Can you tell us about them?
These students, yes. The one girl, she's bubbly, she's vibrant, she's alive, but she had failed the Regents 3 times, and she is. She really wanted to graduate high school. She would be the first person in her family to graduate high school. So she came and she was part of the Urban Arts Partnership Arts Program, Arts and Education Program already. And so we were like, why don't you take Fresh Prep? And she did so. And I don't want to tell the outcome, but I think it's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. And the other kid is Mikey, who broke our hearts. He failed the Regents exams 5 times before coming into our program. And, you know, we asked him, what would it mean for you to pass the Regents and graduate high school? He says, well, for one, I wouldn't feel like such a loser. I feel like a loser every single day. I'm 19 years old and I'm in high school still. That just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he takes our class, he takes our courses, he feels alive, he feels engaged, he feels part of the community. You know, he feels part of the learning community, and we make learning fun. I know that sounds really trite, but we actually really do. We make it fun. We make it all their senses come alive, and they want to stay in school, and they want to stay after school because our program also extends after school hours, and they are there.
And on your artistic board, you also have Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC,
yeah.
Steve Manvi of The Daily Show, Marissa Tomei, pretty impressive.
America Ferrara just joined our board as well.
So are you just going to have to go after private funding, or is that possible when you have to work with the Board of Ed?
Yeah, we can go out for private funding, but we are still for profit, so we have to be very, very careful. And it's hard, Leonard, I have to tell you. I myself seek sponsors, and it's really difficult. Because it's very, very competitive. We are not the only arts and education program out there, and everybody is fighting for a piece of the pie, and now that those pieces are getting smaller and smaller with these proposed budget cuts, it's going to be very, very difficult. And it really bothers me. I think it comes from a plate of elitism, and it also comes from a place of ignorance when they say art is not as important. It's very, very important. It's very important for a child. It makes them become a more empathetic human being. It makes them access both sides of their brain. It just makes them more engaged in the school system. But, yeah.
Well, Rosie, thank you so much for talking with us. Rosie Perez and the Urban Arts Partnership will be featured on a show called Cause Celeb this Sunday at 1 p.m. on NBC4 in New York.
May I say something, Leonard, in closing? Please, any of the listeners, contact Senator Gillibrand. Please ask them, do not cut arts and education from the education budget. And please try to make a difference in these kids' lives by showing your advocacy efforts.
Thank you again, Rosie.
Thank you so much, Leonard. Have a nice day.
¶¶